You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Tuesday edition. I want to thank our most recent guest, the fine one, Daniel Lenz, attorney at law with Law Forward right here in the great state of Wisconsin. Now, you know, you had to get out the popcorn to watch the testimony of Gableman. A little unhinged. We're looking a little, you know, mockworthy to the national stage, the international stage. You know, Trump turns the focus on the state of Wisconsin, and then he turned Gableman loose. I got to tell you, I'm a little embarrassed to say I live in the great state of Wisconsin, at least today. But one thing you cannot accuse me of being is a carpetbagger. But there is a Trump sycophant out there right now running for a congressional seat in Tennessee. She had something of a bad experience with a local talk radio product. Perhaps not the greatest radio product ever, but anyways, wanted to share this story before my little buddy Dominic joins at the 5 o'clock hour. During an interview with Michael Patrick Leahy of the Tennessee Star, former State Department spokesperson under Mike Pompeo and current candidate for Tennessee's 5th Congressional District, Morgan Ortegas was asked about her newly minted status as a Tennessee resident. She get all that, so she worked for Trump. You know, technically she worked for Mike Pompeo, and she had sort of a big title in the federal government. And after that run of success during the Trump's administration, she decided, well, I'm bound for Congress. I need to run. And, you know, got to pick a state, so why not Tennessee? At one point in the interview, Leahy challenged Ortegas to explain why she was not a carpetbagger. And then he held her accountable to the definition. Here's what was read to her. The first definition is a northerner who went to the South after the Civil War and became active in Republican politics, especially so as to profiteer from the unsettled social and political conditions during Reconstruction. Now, the second is a politician who takes up residence in a place and runs for office without having strong ties to the area. My question is, does that second definition, a politician who takes up residence in a place and runs for office without having any real strong ties to the area, does that apply to you? And if so, why? And if not, why not? That's a hell of a question. Can't call that one a softball. Ortegas explained that first off, she's not a politician and hasn't spent her life pursuing political office. We just came from the Trump administration, a little bit of politics in there. I've worked in the private sector. I've worked for President Trump, she said. I've raised my hand to serve in the military. I got motivated to run for office without even any thought of what was happening in all these races, simply because of what President Biden and Nancy Pelosi have done to our country in just a year. You know, so the pat Republican answer, right? During the interview, Leahy gave Ortegas a pop quiz on her knowledge of the region, which did not go well. Sort of a Tennessee, you know, non-carpetbagger quiz. If you're not a carpetbagger, you would know the answers to some of these questions. And they seem pretty straightforward. She did not have sufficient answers, but let's share a few with the audience. Leahy, the host. I like this guy. I don't even know this guy, but I already like this guy. Here we go. What three interstate highways are located in the 5th Congressional District? Now, here's the candidate's response, Ortegas. I'm a terrible driver. Ha 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 ha. I don't know that. I don't drive anywhere that I go.
You don't need to be a terrible driver or a good driver to know what road you're on.
Well, apparently she does, and she doesn't do any of the driving. So here's another one from the host. One of the most famous NASCAR drivers living today lives in the 5th District and has a large auto dealership in Franklin. Who is that? Ortegas' response? My husband is the car guy. He used to race. He knows all the racing stuff. Another question. Leahy. A rather well-known Confederate general, one whose name and history have been a source of enormous controversy in Tennessee the last few years, was born and raised in the community of Chapel Hill in the 5th District. That's Chapel Hill, Tennessee. not my beloved Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Who was he? Ortegas. I don't know. What county is Chapel Hill in? Ortegas. I don't know.
What?
When you don't know the county of one of the major communities in the district you want to serve, you just might be a carpetbagger.
If you're going to fake it and come in there and fake it, at least pretend. This is easy stuff you could just learn on your own.
You think if you just lived in the county, you might know what county you lived in, right? No,
this is just
in the district.
This just speaks to how much they have contempt for their own voters because they assume nobody's ever going to go past the surface of, oh, that person voted for Trump. That's it. I'm voting for them.
Well, you know, she's got the golden ticket or the orange ticket, as the case may be. She has earned the endorsement of Donald Trump before she even ran for the 5th Congressional District in a place she'd never apparently been before.
Are you from here? I voted for Donald Trump. That's not what I asked.
I am told the very strong and impressive Morgan Ortegas is exploring a run for Congress in Tennessee's 5th Congressional District, Trump said in January. I couldn't be happier because she's an absolute warrior for America First and MAGA.
The endorsement apparently resulted in serious backlash, Politico reported, with his supporters accusing him of spurning a staunch Republican ally who's running. So apparently he picked the wrong horse. He endorsed the lady that ain't from the state, and they must prefer the one, the local MAGA. So you see how confusing it gets.
What would you say you do here?
You know, if I went on a, I heard Brad Schimmel, the former attorney general of the state of Wisconsin, he went on his first political interview with Vicky McKenna. And Vicky McKenna at the time asked him a few straightforward questions, like, what's your website? I don't know what my website is.
I don't know my own website address.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of expertise.
Yes, exactly. This was his launch campaign launch interview with Vicky McKenna. Went to Right Wing Talk Radio, and he had a less than auspicious start. And at the end of the interview, and you know, you've got to be a big fan of this show or, you know, crazy about Vicky McKenna to know what Vicky McKenna said when she came back from the commercial break, you know, had the Brad Schimmel on and said, well, you know, I hope there's a primary, because effectively, the Republicans can certainly do better than this guy. Brad Schimmel became the Attorney General of the state of Wisconsin, did not win re-election. Josh Call, our current Attorney General. But he's now a judge in Waukesha County. And when Republicans want to turn over some election law, and I'm not saying it's his courtroom, but where they run to Waukesha, where we play out on 540 AM and 101 FM, The Shaw. Come back, more Devil Radio, more Devil's Advocates. Dom joins us next. Stick around.
I don't have a lot of expertise.
Oh, thank God we live in this time.